You're listening to the No Big Deal Podcast.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the No Big Deal Podcast, episode 73, the Olympic Porncast. I'm your wannabe host, Matt, a.k.a. Shook Knight, to my left.
What's up, guys? General George here.
Kane Neck, 91.
Hello, it's Vaughn.
Hey, it's Brandon at the Cougar Bait.
David at Bear the Terror.
Justin at Wireless Freak on the Twitter.
Guardian of Masculinity.
Live it.
And to start today's podcast, two of our very own cast members recently went to a conference called DEF CON. They're going to talk a little bit about that tonight.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't prepare anything.
Neither did I. This is actually like brought up at last minute. So I'm going to let you take the lead on this, Justin, and I'll ride your coattails.
Well, you can just kind of give us like a little background. Maybe not all our listeners know
what it is. Okay. Yeah. So it's coined the world's largest hacker convention. There's about 20,000 people there.
I think it really is, right? There's no conference, ShmooCon, and
no, those are all spinoffs from DEF CON. DEF CON was the first. Technically, Hope was first. That's by the 2600 group on the East Coast. I mean, I'm sure they're awesome, but it's more like 2600 style stuff. But so it started in, I think, 92 or 93. I've been going for like 15 years. And it's just a bunch of people that are into technology and into partying and drinking. And it's usually like, so I don't go for work. My work has to do with it, but I've always paid on my own because I don't want to have any relationship to work with what happens there. I know that sounds bad.
No. But the reason the saying is what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, except for herpes. But
but it's Vegas. You're not going to get herpes at DEF CON because it's like 99% men.
That's true. Okay. It's the first time I ever had to wait in line to use the bathroom was at DEF CON.
You are saying there's a chance, though, so that's a plus.
I call them the happies. It puts a nice spin on it.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's how you get them, and then you get the it's happy when you get them.
Yeah, that's true. You got glitter on your face?
Probably left over from DEF CON.
That's glitter never comes off.
Yikes.
No.
I didn't know you worked for RT. Thanks, so, bus driver.
It's one of the craziest things. Like, you go there, it's hard to explain to people that haven't been.
It really is.
I mean, we're walking down the hallway, and Brandon sees John McAfee taking tequila shots at, like, noon. So we go up and say hi, and he shakes my hand for an uncomfortable length of time.
It was, like, a good solid 45 seconds. It was kind of awkward.
I'd already let go, like, three times to try to hint, let go of my hands.
Wanted to take you on a Mexican vacation, didn't he?
I think he wanted me to go to Belize and help stalk the people he killed.
Allegedly.
All in all, he was a surprisingly cool guy.
Yeah, he was a cool guy.
Yeah.
He was really interested in talking.
He's not as crazy as everybody makes him out to be.
For being worth, you know, millions, was his crew big? Did he have bodyguards?
No. So he had his campaign manager.
His handler.
Well, yeah. But I looked it up. She's actually the campaign manager, but he's not in the campaign anymore, but... and then he had one security guy
and then
that was
suit.
In a suit, and it looked like maybe a casino security guy.
Some other guy that was with him, but nothing too extreme.
This is weird because like 3 years ago or 4 years ago, he was the keynote speaker, and they actually had surrounded him by security to get him in there because it was right after the Belize shit went down.
So were they worried about him getting arrested?
He was worried about like the feds picking him up and exporting him back to Belize or some bullshit.
Exporting him like he's a commodity.
Yeah, or it's not extradite. Yeah, extradite.
Sounds
him,
like a
thanks.
Spice.
Belize?
I'm sure he smokes spice. But,
But no, we saw a lot of really cool talks, a lot of really cool things going on, up and coming vulnerabilities that we'll worry about in 2 or 3 years, probably.
The Internet of Shit, as they say.
Yeah.
It was almost all Internet of Things. People worried about, you know, their AC units catching on fire.
Thermostats getting hacked.
Yeah. ATMs spitting out thousands of dollars.
What about vehicle hacking?
It was vehicle hacking was a huge thing.
They went after Nissan this year. Last year it was what, Jeep and Toyota?
But Tesla was there too.
Tesla's there open arms though.
Yeah, Tesla was hiring. I think they hired almost 30 people from DEF CON last year.
Well, that's because they use engineers. They use open source, right?
He open sources a lot of his stuff, but I don't know necessarily his navigation stuff is open source. But I do appreciate the approach he takes with actually hiring security professionals. Where Toyota and Nissan, they won't even give them a car to take there. They have to buy a car, cover up the badges, and then let 20,000 people tear the thing apart. So, I mean, these things are skeletons. When you look in these cars, the dashes are pulled out of these vehicles.
Everything. Door panels, yeah. Lights, everything. If there's an opening, they're getting it, and they're going to exploit it.
Yeah.
Jesus. Dumb.
And we got to give a shout-out to DEF CON Parties, because they threw a pretty sick party with, what was it, Everclear margaritas?
Yeah, DC 801.
Oh, DC 801.
Yeah, the party people are with DC 801.
Okay.
But they had two margarita machines with Everclear and rum.
But we discovered that if you add a little bit of whiskey to that.
Yeah, it was actually better.
It makes it a lot better.
It took the sweetness off just a little bit.
It's the sweet one.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet. But, yeah, I save it up. I only drink once a year, and that's the place I drink. So
is that water in your hand right now? Or
it's pineapple juice.
Straight
vitamin
pineapple?
C. No, it's got rum.
All right. That's my man.
But he only drinks once a year.
Yeah. I only get drunk once a year.
Okay. That could be a true statement.
Solid. But, so, Justin, we were kind of talking about this before everybody got here to start the show tonight. But roughly how many panels happened during DEF CON? Because I find that pretty surprising. You know, for something that's crammed in only a couple days, how many people show up as well as how many panels happen?
So it's kind of ridiculous. When I started going in 2001, I guess, somewhere like that, there was like maybe 5,000 people. And it was the Alexis Park. It was a resort. Wasn't a casino. And we owned the entire building. Like every room was only DEF CON people. Now it was at Bally's in Paris this year. It's going to be at Caesars next year. But 20,000 people packed into the Bally's in Paris was way too many.
Madhouse.
And it comes down to the talks. There's five tracks, and there's a talk every hour or half hour, depending on the track. So there's upwards of 1,000 talks in the 3 days that are going on there. I mean, between sky talks,
villages,
village talks. I mean, you can't see everything. So what they do is they do a closed television system where you can watch the talks in your room. So we do something called RoomCon.
Hashtag RoomCon.
Where we set up our room basically like a village.
Every village combined. A little bit of every village brought into one mini village.
Yep.
I'd like African to, villages?
No.
No, no.
Did it have AIDS?
No. Well, it is Vegas. Oh,
yeah.
Happy.
Justin got bloody sheets last year. This year was okay.
Yeah, it was gross, dude. Yeah, I had bloody sheets last year. Jared had Jared had bloody sheets, and his room smelled like shit, and he had to move.
Yep,
like his toilet backed up. Yeah,
but no, this year was cool because our rooms were right next to each other.
Well, that wasn't the first.
No,
right?
That's
someone
true.
Tried to break into my room. Yeah, someone tried to so they double booked my room. So at like 11 o'clock at night, my door opens and slams into the deadbolt and wakes me up, and I was like, "Holy shit." I was kind of tripping, right? Because I was super tired. We had woke up at 2 o'clock that morning. And, yeah, so I went down there. They moved rooms. That took a whole day because they're idiots at Bally's. Hashtag suck balls Bally's.
That's
that's a tongue twister.
Yeah, suck balls Bally's. And, the internet was crappy. Of course. Well,
no.
To be fair, we don't use the internet there because we're smart. But I'd like to do a shout out for Palo Alto Networks giving us a router to take. So we threw it on the network. We're looking at attacks happening. It was pretty cool.
But see, that was kind of back to the room con, how we had both rooms next to each other. We had one talk on my TV, one talk on his TV. And then we made a little wireless village.
Yep.
You want to go into that?
Yeah. So they got rid of wired networks at Bally's, which was awesome.
But they didn't backpull their infrastructure.
Exactly. So every room had a cable modem, had an Ethernet cable. But the cable that went to the cable modem was just literally cut with snips and left.
Sounds like somebody's
quality layer one.
Fuck yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. What are you talking about?
One through eight,
dude.
Hey, a splice is nice.
Hashtag 1 through 8. 1 through 8.
Fuck yeah. 1, 2, 3, 6. I gotta get it in the mix.
Oh, That was classy. No big deal. So
to overcome this obstacle.
Yeah, so to overcome this obstacle, we had a bullshit rig where I had to put a wireless router into a wireless client mode, connect it to their wireless network, run it into the Palo Alto's outside interface, and then log in through the inside interface of the Palo Alto to authenticate to the wireless network.
What does that mean in English?
We basically rigged it so that we could connect through two wireless routers to the wireless network.
We took their wireless signal that they only allowed one device on.
Yeah.
Piped
it in. That was another thing, because at the front they're like, well, I'll give you free wireless, because I was inconvenienced a lot. And we'll give you free wireless, but you can only have one device. I was like, okay.
So we took
one device, cool.
That access with one device, piped it in, and then broadcasted a wireless network. What was it? Bally Sucks Balls or Your Mom Sucks Balls?
It was
something creative. And then we gave wireless internet to what, half dozen people?
Yeah.
All on Bally's dimes. It was a pretty cool wireless
bill. Well, I don't know if it's Bally's. I haven't got the bill yet. They said it was comped, but
TBD.
Yeah.
So was the bloody sheets. That worked out.
Yeah, those were free of charge, too.
They were.
Dead hookers optional.
So, DEF CON's cool, but if it's your first time going, pro tip, spend an extra couple days before you get there. Go to B-Sides.
B-Sides is a blast.
B-Sides is what DEF CON was probably in like the late 90s, early 2000s.
What's B-Sides?
So B-Sides is a security conference that happens before. It's actually free. So if you get there the first day in the morning, you get like a free pass. It's sponsored, so it's a little bit different than DEF CON.
Unlimited alcohol.
Unlimited alcohol for 2 days? 2.5 days
straight? 2.5 days. Yeah, because the pool party, too.
Yeah. So it's free alcohol given by the sponsors, and it's a super good time. The talks are really good. You can walk into a talk. You don't have to wait 2 talks ahead of time to get into a room. The raffle was painful, but we won a free
Got a pineapple Wi-Fi out of
pineapple.
It.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Act 5.
There we go.
Yep. And, yeah.
I have a couple questions about B-Sides.
Go for it.
First one, is B-Sides held in the same exact casinos as DEF CON?
No, it's actually held in the Tuscany, which was like a block down from where Bally's was. It's actually right past the intersection where Tupac was shot.
Oh, okay, that's important.
Fun fact.
The other thing is besides it, the other thing is besides it being in Vegas and besides it being having unlimited alcohol, is it kind of like a RSA but without the booths? But the talk wise,
no, way better than smaller. RSA.
Okay.
Better than RSA.
Better, but also smaller. It's a much more intimate, like. You can go meet the speaker and bullshit with them. We went to a couple talks afterwards. I shook the guy's hand, we exchanged Twitter handles. So it's
The talks aren't sponsored at all. It's only they have booths that are sponsors and the alcohol sponsors.
It was like Amazon and a couple other tech companies. Honeywell, we saw.
Aren't those the people that make the air conditioners?
Yeah, yes. Don't get me started, dude.
They also send people to outer space.
Did you know they made bombs in Korea during the Korean War?
If they work like their fucking Wi-Fi, it's scary. just a shout out. The 9000 doesn't support WPA2. Fuck you, Honeywell.
How does that? That's the standard.
Oh, web.
It is. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, but
it does
web.
WPA.
Oh, okay.
To be fair, but WPA sucks too. So WPA2 firmware updates. Good companies will do proactive firmware updates, not this bullshit upload crap.
Bad companies go to tech conferences to hire people that will hopefully
they were hiring.
Make
to their benefit. They were hiring. They asked what I did, and I said, "Don't worry about it.
Mind your goddamn business."
That's right. So yeah, B-Sides is cool, and there's actually B-Sides at RSA. There's B-Sides before DerbyCon. There's B-Sides before ShmooCon. Any huge security conference, there'll be a B-Sides before it. So I suggest B-Sides. SF, which is before RSA. It's pretty fun.
They have a website too?
Yeah. There's a whole bunch of different ones. B-Sides, just Google it.
And also, the NBD show is a proud sponsor of B-Sides.
Mm. Yeah, I sponsored it. It was like $100.
Nice. Thank you very much.
Yeah. It felt good.
Yeah.
Next year, we'll spend $200 and get a logo up there.
I like that.
Pretty sweet.
Do we have a logo?
We will have a logo.
Will we?
Yeah, we're going to have a logo.
All right. Yeah.
We got the logo master here right now.
It's better than looking at someone's bald head.
I got nothing to say.
That wasn't our logo, to be fair.
No. Okay, well, it was a logo for one episode.
Oh, no, it was. Yeah, it the nice, shades of the back of the head, yeah. I mean,
the bald smooth. Cast.
The bald cast. That was a classic episode. Out of the three that we've done, that's
I
a classic.
I looked like fucking Uncle Runkle with that haircut. It looked horrible.
So I think that's, if you guys have any more DEF CON questions. No. The parties are off the hook. Yeah. It's basically, you go there to party.
What's Bluff the female...
ratio?
Yeah. I'm guessing
100
to 1.
Oh. No. You're talking probably close to 1,500 to 1.
No, I don't think it's that bad. I bet you're about like 900.
What's the
you're under 1,000, I bet.
Really?
Scale of 1 to 10. What's the over-under on the female?
2.
Number?
What?
Wait, no. The average? 900 to 100?
Oh. No. You know, the thing is that I think the women that go to that conference aren't objectified. I get a feeling that they're not really...
I'm terrified of them. They will ruin your life.
Yeah, like me. She was telling us a story when someone did a background check on her, an employer did a background check on her, and FBI agents went to the people who were trying to do the background check.
What?
Yeah. That's like the type of people that you're hanging out with there at the level.
I did not mean to offend...
Black helicopters.
Shook over here has some horrible things to say. You know, you should be really ashamed of yourself.
Please. Nicest guy out there.
He's probably matched with a few on Tinder already.
That's for sure. They own Tinder, probably.
Yeah.
So the women, I think they're treated just like the guys there.
Yeah.
They're looked at for their intelligence probably before they're looked at for what they're looking at. Like.
I was kind of getting at like the pool party aspect. How does that work out?
So... That's a good, that's a valid point, man. Don't go to the pool2.net.
Well,
but back in the day, there kind of used to be groupies, to believe it or not. Yeah.
Are you sure they weren't Band-Aids?
No.
Anybody's seen Almost Famous?
Nope.
No.
No. Everyone missed that one.
Groupies?
There were groupies back in the day, or at least you would think there were groupies. But now it seems like... All the people that were working at McDonald's and living in their parents' basement hacking are now making six figures and fucking rocking families, and it's grown up a lot. The whole attitude's changed, and it doesn't – sure, people still let loose, but I don't think it's like it used to be. It used to be crazy.
But you will still be going every year.
We're already booked for DEF CON 25.
Dude, it's rough because every year I tell myself I'm not going next year. But I've already booked, so.
I'm kind of interested in going to this. But I don't think it wouldn't go well for me. It can't go well.
Don't bring a cell phone. Don't use a computer.
My bet is you would offend someone and they would just wreck your world.
Like, yeah.
Well, you can't hurt.
On to the next topic.
All right. Next topic.
Okay. So recently with TV, we've been having the Olympics going on. So
sorry,
everyone's opinion. What's your favorite?
Where has that been going on in?
On the
it's
TV.
It's on the television.
Oh, on the TV?
You didn't know that. Brazil's on the TV.
No, it's,
oh, wow.
It's not like
sure
at a specific place. It's just
where.
On TV. We don't really know where it's at.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay.
Let's be fair. It's barely on the TV because NBC's fucked it up royally.
Tell us how you really feel. All
right. Thank you. I was lost for
yeah,
a
yeah,
second.
Yeah, you get it from the airwaves. And
okay. God, so, you're an idiot.
So we get everyone's favorite sport. And what do you guys think? I know Gom has something to say about the Olympics.
Oh, here we go.
Man, fuck the Olympics. That thing's a fucking waste of time. I have not watched any Olympics this year.
And they haven't watched you.
Good.
Like the world's fastest man doesn't intrigue you.
No.
Strongest
you
man?
Don't like activity.
No,
look
you
at you.
You better check yourself before you wreck yourself, boy.
They wouldn't even let you qualify.
They wouldn't even let you qualify. That was a good one.
I'm just saying, you wouldn't even get in there.
They wouldn't let you qualify either. Punk.
Sure I would.
Wait. He's loaded for bear, folks.
I got a steady diet of Rip Fuel, dip, and Diet Pepsi. It's on, boys. It's on. No, but with the Olympics, it's like, oh, this guy won the 100-meter 4x4. I don't give a fuck. Who cares? What a fucking waste of time. I'm just saying. You know, there's a couple things. The wrestling, okay, that's cool.
Boxing, weren't you a wrestler in high school?
Yeah.
So...
watch it on television.
But if you had the opportunity to go to the Olympics as a wrestler, would you not?
Yeah, that happened.
Well, that's because you sucked at wrestling. Yeah, but if you could have been good.
Okay, well, it could have been
a lot
of things.
He just liked dressing up. That was it.
He liked when the spandex on and grabbing
guys.
He did
not have the grades for that.
Yeah, but
he could have.
Here's the whole thing, all right? I got better things to watch. I got things called HBO.
Boom.
And on HBO, they have real good shows.
Like,
boom.
I don't know. I was watching Generation Kill. That was a good show.
That is boom. A good one.
What year were you watching that in?
2015. Yeah. No. Yeah, I did watch it in 2015. I watched it again. To be fair, right. I'm not that stupid.
Making sure.
Yeah, kind of. But no, I got good programming. I pay royally for it. I don't watch the Olympics. If I don't want to watch some dude from Indonesia throw a hoop around, I can do that. I can just watch YouTube.
Throw a hoop? What do you want? What Olympics are you watching?
There's some obscure shit on there, dude.
You're not watching the Olympics.
That was a woman doing floor exercises.
Hey, that can kind of get hot.
Now, if the Olympics had, like, how fast can you clean the kitchen competition for the women, would you watch?
Well, that's where they belong.
Oh, God. Okay, wait. Set it up, knock them down.
What about beach volleyball? Hot chicks jumping around?
Now, beach volleyball.
Okay, so we like the Olympics.
Partially.
Okay.
I like beach volleyball.
In the Olympics.
What is that? Why is that really in the Olympics except to have men watch it? There's no other reason.
They're putting surfing in the Olympics.
It's a sport. Are there
skateboarding.
Skateboarding.
Skateboarding?
Yep.
Are you kidding me?
BMX riding's in there this year. Yeah.
Golf was
in
Tokyo.
Serious?
In Tokyo, skateboarding's going to be there.
No, that's not a sport.
Yes,
well,
it is.
No, it's
are
not.
Are you kidding me?
Most things in Olympics aren't sports.
Oh, how dare you.
We can get into that in
tell it to
episode.
George and his people.
What, in the sailing
they
wind?
They love the Olympics.
Swimming. Oh, swimming. Yeah.
It's the best thing ever created.
What?
The Olympics. Yeah, and that's why the Greeks don't even have to be good at it, because they made it. So at that point, you win.
I'm still shook about the skateboarding thing.
Hey, golf was back for the first time in like 112
and
years.
And, Gom, you didn't hear about the push-up competition where the guy pumped out 23 and got a bronze?
That is not. This is not a push-up competition.
Yeah, 23.
For real?
Took home the bronze.
No way.
How many can you do, Gom?
Yeah.
Not 23.
I can do more than
23. No, in one city. You got to be able to knock it out 30 seconds.
You're sounding Olympian-like.
No. Yeah, maybe get the gold. Could you get the gold?
According to that, according
to
him.
You did 23 push-ups.
I'm saying 23.
I don't think that really happened.
No, 23 got the bronze.
That's not an Olympic sport. Yeah.
The gold was like 30, but.
Yeah.
Again, you got 30 seconds.
You
got
to
time.
Yeah. You got to, yeah. You can't shoot for the moon with a BB rifle.
Well, he could have maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to know your role.
The thing, first, you know your role and shut your hole. Here's the deal, all right? Skateboarding, I'm sorry, is not a sport. That's what 13-year-old losers do when they smoke pot and they get mad at their parents.
Hey, calm down on the weed.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Sensitive point here.
Okay, sensitive point.
Well, it's not my fault that the federal government doesn't know what to do and can't reschedule it.
Well,
are you trying to, like, railroad us off your topic? Damn!
No, I just had a quick little jab.
All right, well, you're not Floyd.
Do we need to do a drug test?
Ooh.
What?
Do we need to do a drug test?
My name is Money.
I'm clean.
Yeah, huh? Sure sounded like it.
TBE, Floyd Mayweather, best ever. TBE 50 coming up.
Hashtag EBT on the way.
Oh, yeah!
That was a good one. Good one.
Got him!
But come on, you're supposed to be a patriot. I mean, the Olympics is all
about
America.
Apparently not.
It is one of the few.
Oh, jeez.
He loves America.
He fucking loves America. Make America great again.
America.
So, the Olympics are one of the few things we still kick ass in. I mean, you got Olympics and maybe.
I don't know. Talk to Afghanistan and Iraq. We kind of kicked their ass.
America. Okay, so the Olympics and war. That's the last two things we can hang on to.
Do you need anything else?
Education, an economy. Mm.
Well, we got Shook to look at for education. How will that work out for you?
It's going great.
Yeah.
See?
Cum laude.
You're like
cum laude.
I've never seen someone so smart and so stupid simultaneously.
Please, I'm cum laude and cum laude.
Oh.
Wait, he's cum laude.
Explain yourself on that one. Explain that nickname really quick. Explain the not the first one. Explain the second nickname.
Ask my Tinder date.
Yeah, explain that. Explain that one.
Oh my god, the pre-ejaculate. You don't ask his Tinder date. Ask his boxer shorts.
His mom would know.
Fuck off.
She's like, she does his laundry, of course.
He
goes, "What'd you play with, glue?"
His
boxer
comes
out of
dust again.
He's on the no fuck list.
You're gonna die alone.
Holy shit!
You can't get a gun around a plane.
on my watch, you son of a bitch.
Trump 2016.
He gets stopped to kiss and tell. The security guard won't let him in.
You gotta breathe, bro.
I'm lost.
You gotta breathe.
You know, kiss and tell is.
Where is this going?
It's not going your way. I know that.
Nothing goes your way.
Jesus Christ, I opened my mouth for a second the whole cruise.
That's what she said.
He opens his mouth for a second. That's the end of his date. Burn!
At least you'll have white teeth.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
He doesn't need Trident. Are
you kidding me? Okay. It cleans dirty mouth.
You won't stand a chance to that chick.
Oh, boy.
God. Boy, that degraded real quick.
Did it degrade just like the live streaming from NBC?
Oh, God.
Or did it degrade like Matt Love Life?
His love life just starts buffering. And right before he finishes, a commercial fucking pops up.
You can't hit the skip.
That's NBC streaming. Yeah. Fuck you, NBC.
You know what problem I have? Is it's on from 1 to 4. Do we not all work? And then it's on from 8 to 1 in the morning. Do we not sleep for work?
Well, so when am I... Not everyone goes to bed at 8 like you, like a child.
I go to bed at like 9.
Oh, you are like a child.
Like a child.
What's wrong with you?
Get 8 hours.
Yeah, get 8 hours.
It sounds like that's set up for tweakers.
Yeah.
Tweakers love the Olympics.
Yeah, they do. They do their own in their own little trailer. How fast can I light the pipe?
This is the 72-hour garage sale. They've been up for 48. It's looking strong.
It's competitive. Take computer apart. Collect rocks until the morning.
Sorry, Ma.
How much meth can I smoke tonight?
Oh, what were we talking about?
Olympics.
Oh, shit. I hate the Olympics.
We are kicking ass. U.S. is kicking ass.
We always kick ass.
Ken is our resident swimmer. Talk about swimming a little bit for us.
We're killing it. The U.S. is killing it. Michael Phelps still holding it down at the age of 32. Katie Ledecky, nobody really heard about her until this year, and Jesus Christ, she's killing it for all women out there.
She is rocking it.
Well, they're talking about she's so influential that they might bring the 1,500 meter I was reading online, because right now I think women only go to 800 meters.
Oh, because she hasn't got enough gold medals? And she needs more.
Is that really fair? You bring an event out that only one girl can compete in?
That's
true. Eventually, I mean...
give her the gold.
You think about that now, but what about 30 years from now, and you have women practicing for 1,500 since they're little kids? Eventually, the tides will turn.
Or it'll be the Olympics, and they'll just yank another sport out and put another one in.
Or just get some better pool activities. That's
curling's in the winter, you idiot.
Yeah, it's Winter Olympics.
Well, that's embarrassing, but that's fine. We'll go to the next one.
Embarrassing. What? Who gives a fuck?
Do you not know what curling takes place on?
Ice, right?
Yeah.
Is that a summer or winter thing?
How do they do it on cruise ships?
No, that's shuffleboard.
Oh, my God.
All it takes is a little sand. All right.
Fair enough.
They only do it on the Alaskan cruises.
Seriously, get some better water sports in there. I'm tired of swimming.
Water polo's tough. Water polo's tough.
Oh.
Yeah. Wait, what is it?
Can opener.
Yeah. Sickest buttercup. I'm not looking for little splashes. I'm looking for
belly
big.
Flop competition.
I'm looking for big. Yeah.
What?
Nothing. Oh. So then, I'll say we got can opener. What else?
Yeah, buttercups. No, don't.
What about Marco Polo?
No, that's a lame-o sport.
Marco Polo.
Fish out of water.
Exactly.
Fish out of water is a better one than Marco Polo.
Okay, is that
yeah.
the same thing?
Yeah.
No.
Yes, it is.
In What's Marco the one Polo? Where you got to stand on the outside and you jump
oh,
in?
Oh, Sharks and Minnows.
Sharks and Minnows. Sharks and Minnows is a great
real
game.
Sharks in there, now we're talking.
Competitive Sharks. Oh, I like where you're going with that.
This isn't deep blue sea. It's
well, if it's deep blue sea, Brandon's dead first.
Every time.
Thanks.
No, not in that movie. That's the one. That's the one.
What's his name?
Not the bird.
Jackson.
Yeah, and the bird.
The well, bird the wasn't bird. A black guy.
Well, here's the bird.
Oh.
Got him.
Gosh. I can't believe I fell for
okay,
that.
Okay, I think we had enough of the Olympics.
Oh, wait, now I have one topic for the Olympics. Okay,
okay.
The location. Brazil. Sochi. Can we have something that's not a third world nation?
We're going to Tokyo next.
Yes, Tokyo's I'm looking forward to Tokyo. Ass. There hasn't been a location that's been able to support the Olympics correctly.
Yeah,
Russia.
Greece.
Since LA.
Well, that's a big statement.
They got bombed.
Yeah, they did get bombed.
Well, they attempted.
But it still was a better Olympics.
It was, yeah, than frickin' Russia or Brazil.
Yeah, I'll take the Georgia Dome any day.
Brazil's ridiculous. They overspent. The World Cup they couldn't handle, so give them the Olympics,
well,
too.
You know why they couldn't handle that.
Why?
Because yeah. Germany just ran through everyone, baby.
Oh. There we go.
Is that a little homer? Is that a little homer?
Please.
Yeah, it's so not please. That's fact.
I'm looking forward to Tokyo. Yeah. Tokyo 20, whatever the hell it is.
I'm
20.
Looking forward to not having Olympics where the people have to be given Zika-proof condoms. That's a problem.
What?
What?
Yeah, that was given.
What are
Isn't
Zika-proof
that
condoms?
Other, what are those, Durex? Because yeah. I know those are the best.
Those are the best brand.
They had to give him Zika condoms because Zika can be sexually
transmitted. Any condom that will keep the fluid in will work.
Dude, I'm just telling you what I saw on the news.
Not the ones from Orangeville 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You saw that on the Onion or what?
The condoms will prevent Zika.
I saw it on like Fox News. I don't know if
that's a good reputable source.
Is that right after? True. Did Trump tell you this? Or?
Yes, he speaks to me. That's why his campaign.
No, I'm wondering. So did he give a speech and he's like, hey, we're going to give him Zika condoms? I mean, I could see him saying that.
Well, no, that's what I just remember seeing that. That's how they market it.
Is that just a condom sprayed with off or what?
That's good.
Or if actually repels, it just has a picture of Shook.
Oh,
hey, check yourself for crabs later. You're sitting next to the freaking Greek dude.
I'm sitting next to the trash man.
Next to the trash man.
Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah, self-proclaimed trash man. With athlete's dick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was crotch rot. Oh, okay.
But you got it from athlete's foot.
It was crotch rot. Looked at me because I was a fucking pervert. I was 19 and stupid.
19 and stupid? What about now?
Yeah, that's true.
How many STD scares did you have? Your life.
Gee, that's something I want to talk about.
Only the trash man.
Zero?
I have zero because I don't pick up the trash.
Well,
let's
replay that. I don't have any.
No, it's like I have zero because I don't pick up the trash like you used to.
Oh. You don't pick up anything except splinters. That's the only thing you pick up.
That's because you're rubbing wood.
Thanks. Thanks, Dave.
Park, don't you? Around the park late at night, pick up people.
When the hell would I do that?
We know why. It all makes sense.
He plays
now.
Pokemon.
Yeah, Pokemon Go.
Never even heard of that.
Pokemon. Pokemon.
Yeah, that was last time.
I wasn't here
Pokemon.
Last time.
Your
that's
fault.
True.
Yeah.
Well, it's your fault.
That's true.
It is.
Moving on.
All right, man.
Yeah.
All right, so kind of killed the Olympics. Now we're going to go to something that Ken brought up. He said something about fun fact animals. Animal
well,
fun fact.
God, you cannot read for shit.
Well, our conversation was pretty good. I mean,
fun fact animals.
That's what it says right on my sheet.
Vaughn has a great one, which gets us kind of back to the shark thing in the Olympics. That I mean,
I'm terrified of sharks.
Yep.
Yeah, they're cool.
Rightfully so.
He also wanted to kill people with sharks last week.
Me? I did.
Yeah,
that's right. I'm sorry.
Alligators.
Well, they're terrifying, though.
You want swimmers to outrun sharks.
That'd be cool.
That's true.
I mean, just like non-predatorial ones, but it'd be like a...
Like nurse
a touch,
sharks?
It'd be like a touch game.
Oh, okay. If they touch you, then you're out.
Yeah, you get out of the pool.
So is it you swim around the pool and the last person out gets a gold medal, or... Is a race?
I don't know. I think maybe each person has to have like a little bit of blood on them.
Oh,
then just the last person, it's like a, I'm scared, but I'm not that scared type game.
Like a game of chicken, who can stay in the
longest?
Yeah,
pretty much. Yeah, see.
I just want
call it shark.
If you just combine what you talked about last week with the alligator pit and prisoners, and put prisoners in the Olympics, problem solved. You throw them in the shark
like a
pool.
Death race type deal.
Absolutely.
Huh?
And if you get the gold, you get to go free.
I like where you're going.
Well, no. Remember the joke's on him. He's still.
That's right.
Surprise!
And NBC still won't be able to stream it correctly.
Well, to be fair, it's actually a downgrade to go from prison to Brazil.
True.
Oh.
You got to worry about mosquitoes and shit.
Mosquito?
And getting robbed.
Yeah, like the fucking swimmers did. That went well.
Didn't even happen.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to defend them?
No, it didn't happen. It
seriously didn't happen.
Do you watch real news?
Yeah.
Do you watch real news?
What are you talking about? It didn't happen.
Do you watch any news?
He came out and apologized.
For lying?
Yeah, lying.
Who lied?
Lochte, the swimmer that...
With the gray hair?
Yeah.
Green.
Is that green?
No, That just sounds
it's colorblind.
Like, let's go with this fun fact thing. It sounds like something.
Apparently, sharks are terrified of their own blood. I found out. So
what?
Every time I go in the ocean now, a little vial. I'm just saying, just in case anyone sees one.
Billy Bob Thornton style.
Yep. Oh, crack it. Bap. I'm safe. I got a little barricade.
I don't think that's a real thing.
No, it is. A resident marine biologist confirmed it for
us.
A resident marine biologist?
Yeah. Right to your right, my dude. There it is.
God, we need to stream that.
That's stupid.
Sharks are petrified.
No, so what happens?
No, they're petrified of their own blood.
Yeah. How the fuck do they know it's their own blood?
Sensitive
they can
noses.
Sense it with all the sensors they have in their body. Yeah. They can smell it. But you know, they can smell like one part of blood and like a million parts of water. Yeah. They're very sensitive.
Yeah.
So what happened was they were studying a great white sharks off the coast of California near the Farallon Islands. And there's a pod of killer whales that actually kill sharks, feeds on sharks. And there was a great white that was killed by a killer whale. And, you know, part of the killer whales tearing them apart or whatever. Well, they observed that all the other great white sharks basically, because they got the tracking information off of them like later in the year. All of those sharks at that moment dove to like 10,000 feet and swam to Hawaii. Mm-hmm.
Just scrammed.
There were no other sharks seen in the area for the rest of the year. And this is during a seal birthing time. So it was during a major time for the great white feeding. So, fun fact.
Yep. Yeah.
Great white feeding.
The other one that you saw, Vaughn, where the sand shark was on his back?
Yeah, so apparently you get a non-predatorial one, you tip it over on its back, it goes in like a little paralyzed state. It's doubt. You pop a little blood in a syringe, pop it out. Boom, it's out. Boom.
Yeah, it freaks out.
It freaks out. And it just boom, pew, it's
off.
Out. Yeah.
Cool story, bro.
I mean, technically it is because it's a cool story.
Yeah, I'd bring it up on a date.
Yeah, it's a cool, it's a cooler than normal story.
Yeah, it would.
That'd impress a girl.
That
would.
Impress a girl? A huge dong.
He wouldn't know about that.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I'm married. It's different now.
It's different.
Wait, what?
It's not as huge.
It kind of just shrinks after that point.
You'd sell it for less.
Yeah, that's true. No, but you bring that up on a date?
What's wrong with that?
I mean, I probably wouldn't bring that
up
on a date.
Let's role play this.
Okay, Gom, you're the bitch.
I'll be the girl, as always.
Are you on top or bottom?
Where's the music? Let's cue some music on this. Let's
are we in like a Starbucks and you got like some...
Cheerful, romantic? Yeah,
let's go a little maybe a little Robert Plant.
No, we're in Starbucks. We need some hipster music.
Yeah, a little Led Zeppelin.
The girl always chooses
where the
date is.
Communication breakdown. It's always the same. Having a nervous breakdown. Dude, how did YouTube get the rights for that?
That's not a jam band concert, all right? Okay, so here's going to set the scene. Okay,
this one's got candles.
Mumford & Sons playing.
Oh, shut up. Okay, so the date is, my name is Katrina.
please,
my name is Katrina.
Please go in your woman's soft voice.
Shook him, picking me up for my first date. Oh my god! Oh my god! Okay, so...
No, just for you, Katrina, I rode the bike. I rode the hog. I got a seat for you on the back. And I brought a helmet for you.
Oh, how cool! How original.
What does the bike sound like?
All the wind's in my hair. Oh my goodness. Let me hold on to you a little closer.
Oh, you're squeezing tight.
We'll see. Okay, so where are we going?
I'm going to take you to a little field I know about. We're going to watch some stars.
Oh, Jesus.
Boy, I just got a phone call. I got to go.
That's too late. You can't pick up your phone on the bike. Sorry.
What?
That's why he takes the bike.
My goodness.
Help. Yeah, so where are we really going? I know you're just so silly.
No. Yeah, it's we're going to go play football at a field. But first,
do you have 22 other friends
Starbucks.
With you? Or how many people are showing
great.
Up?
Okay, I can get my Moe Chaka... Double frap, whip, whatever. Okay. So, are you not going to open the door for me?
Of course I'm opening the door for you.
Okay, thank you.
Why are you giving me attitude? Do you want me to buy your drink or not?
Of course, are you not a gentleman?
Well, it's 2016, come on now.
Okay, well,
Dutch treat.
Let me just sit.
Awkward silence. Incredible.
Yeah, the wooden seats are very uncomfortable at Starbucks.
So tell me about yourself.
Oh, well, you know, stable, sturdy man, somebody you can build your life on.
Build my life on? Like what? Explain that to me.
I just want to fuck.
Oh.
I got another date in like 2 hours.
2 hours? We were going to be here all night.
Not the rate this is going.
Well, maybe I'll impress you. Did you know that sharks are afraid of their own blood?
Hold on,
boom!
Getting a phone call. Oh, Jason? Yeah. Oh, yeah, no. Well, we could be early. No, you know what? I'm not even doing anything important right now.
Pick me up at Starbucks.
We can pick me up at Starbucks. You know what? I'm just going to get this coffee to go. Just come get me right now. I'll be standing over by the stupid-looking motorcycle. Yeah, you can pull up in your Harley at any time.
Oh.
Bye.
You're going?
Yeah.
Oh,
I got another date. I got another date, too.
Okay.
She's a lot hotter than you.
You're still on the phone.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jason. No, that's just a friend. Just a friend.
I've heard that song before.
It's sad music. Okay, now. End of this scenario. But here's the real scenario. When he comes back, he'll tell me about it on Monday. So he goes, boys, I had some trouble. Oh, go ahead.
Well, I got a text. And, from the stargazing date.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And no big deal, but she said I gave her a mini orgasm.
A what?
Mini orgasm?
Hold on, a mini orgasm for a mini penis. What is that?
You have real orgasms and fake orgasms, so does that mean she's just a fake one?
Yeah.
You can get to a fake one, you just got a mini?
Now here's the kicker.
You're the kicker.
You never took her clothes off.
Exactly.
Yeah, typical.
She said, you turned me on so much, you gave me a mini orgasm. I was just, okay, I mean.
And then she said, that'll be $250. Thank you very much.
She takes credit cards.
I was thinking more like you woke up and your bed was wet.
Well, I got her wet.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, this is like watching fencing in the Olympics.
Oh, that was, it was sad because she was a stage 5 clinger and could not go on. Yeah, she was crazy. She was crazy. So I had to cut that one off.
Why? She crazy?
She said, you know, let's take things slow, you know. I'm like, yo, I'm just looking for a fuck.
Yo, I'm just looking for a fuck.
That's exactly what you said,
isn't it? Something like that.
Monday through Friday, you're a concrete foundation. Saturdays, you're just looking to bounce.
Exactly.
You're a big floppy cock. That's what you are. A small one.
Half mass.
Hey, hey, Gom.
Yeah.
I got a question.
Sure.
How can you cut anything off that's not attached to you?
What?
Serious question.
How can I cut
Shook's
anything
saying
off?
He's got a clinger, but if nothing's attached to him.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
This is a good point. Well, he has.
I'm serious how he can throw out these accusations of people
has
who has never been happened.
Like,
yeah.
You know, so like all the chicks dig him.
Yeah.
People actually talk to
That's
him.
That's odd.
These things don't really happen. Please, no.
You're a 6'5" black man.
Huh?
You're a 6'5" black man.
Guys didn't know.
Yeah, me too.
The difference is I have proof.
Smallest dong from
I can pull up my Tinder and show you 200 matches.
Yeah, Pixar didn't happen, bro.
There's 200 matches right on my Tinder. I can talk to any of them anytime.
Oh, that's great. How well did it work out?
It works out as well as I want it to work out.
Zero.
So terrible?
Oh, real answer.
Terrible?
I got a date this weekend, man.
You're a disgrace. You're
what
not gonna get
what field are you going to take this one to?
Is the hole already dug?
My favorite field, the turf field.
The turf.
So you get those little black things in
your ass. You do.
There's two things chicks love. It's skinny, weird-looking dudes and AstroTurf.
I do have to say.
Watch out, ladies.
It might be a bad idea. The turf gets all over you. It's just a mess, and now they say it causes cancer, and.
Oh. Yeah, it like
a might be
idea.
A bad idea.
Maybe you take her to Chernobyl next week.
Same thing, basically.
What's wrong with you? You're the smartest, stupid person.
Well, see, taking her to the field and watching stars at night, it's pro because then it gets later and later. She's like, oh, I'm getting cold. And you're like, sorry, I only brought one blanket. I mean,
why do you have to take her to the field? Why can't you take her to a park or anywhere else that's not a football field?
Because there's going
to
be a bunch – because you got an open field that's just – nobody can see. Well, there's nobody there.
The conversation isn't uncomfortable enough. Good. He has to make her physically uncomfortable
with
the cold air.
Yeah. He's going for that immersion. Dude.
No way. I'm comforting her. Yeah. I'm an insulated house.
You know why
you're
they
comforting
go-
because you made her uncomfortable.
Yeah, you know
exactly.
Why they go to the field, right? So he can look to the bleachers.
Isn't this Munchausen syndrome?
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
What the hell is
no,
that?
No, Munchausen is when parents like beat their kids so that they can take care of them or something, right?
Yeah. You make them sick.
It's a new strategy.
Yeah.
Oh. the Munchausen date syndrome.
Did you wet the bed when you? Do you still wet the bed?
I don't recall ever wetting the bed. I did play with fire a little bit.
Okay. Well, don't
play
with me.
Did you kill animals?
Yeah. Did you do you torture animals?
No, I wasn't one to torture animals.
Like that's the serial killer triangle. So far,
wait,
I'm seeing a trend.
You choke your chicken all the time.
Oh. Well, it's a peep. It's like a little chick.
It's a peep.
Yeah. A hollow peep. But it's like the new ones that, like, fresh out of the pack. It's soft and moldable. It's not like the old crusty ones.
Oh, God. 2-season-old peeps.
Hey, those are the best ones.
Oh,
no, the ones you gotta pull apart like a freaking taffy. Yeah. Those are the shit.
What?
Yeah, you don't leave peeps out for like a year?
No, I just don't eat them.
No, there's. Yeah. I think
they're not good, like fresh. You gotta leave for like a year.
That's another
not
trait
good
of a serial
ever.
Killer is a peep. Yeah. If you like peeps.
No, it's like couch pizza. That's good. You know?
Red vines. Leaving red vines out is a good idea.
Yeah. Agreed.
So outside? Okay. Like outside?
So what's with this animal fun fact?
Okay, yeah,
let's
yeah.
Let's bring it back around after your horrible, sad
I'm looking
so,
date.
So. Vaughn brought up the shark thing, so I was like,
it was
okay.
Cool.
I have. Well, Vaughn brought up two. One was the shark thing.
I love animals.
The other thing was the chicken wearing pants
is
video.
Great,
oh,
great
that
fan.
Is a that great video. Fun.
Great video. Yeah. Super cute.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I got to one-up this situation.
Oh, God, no. Yeah. This is horrible.
This is the best.
Horrible.
Yeah, hippopotamus is pooping.
Wait, have you guys seen this yet?
Is that where the thing farts?
George hasn't seen it.
Oh,
so,
my God.
So,
I've seen it. I saw it on Live Leak.
There's a whole ton of YouTube videos about hippopotamuses pooping.
Yeah.
It's and fucking disgusting.
Dude, they fart real loud and mm-hmm. like they shoot it out and fling it with their tail. It's like a
just,
poop wiper.
Just for reference too, real loud is like an understatement.
Yeah,
loud. It's incredible.
Right now
put it up next to the mic so we can hear it.
I'm already excited.
I love the children in the background.
Holy shit.
See them going everywhere?
Oh, shit.
Is that real?
That's real right there. That's as real as it gets.
I had no idea this happened.
That is disgusting.
Marty Stauffer can kiss my ass.
That freaking made those kids' day. There's nothing kids love more than animals and farts.
Covered in shit.
And poop flinging.
Yeah, there's nothing more than fecal flinging.
You're going to be an amazing father.
Fuck yeah. Those kids are getting dosed. I heard like until like 3 or 4 of them like, fart height. So if you walk by, you can buttercup them. That's a tradition.
Those kids are going to
be it'll be a signature series for him. It'll be good for him.
I think that's as far as we went with the animal fact.
Well, I have one.
Okay.
I learned two. I looked up two. Cows don't have knees, so they cannot walk upstairs because their legs don't bend.
So there's
that's
no
cool.
Negro cows?
Oh, my God. Take it there. Well, thank the NAACP for their lawsuit.
Wait, delayed. Beep. All right, go ahead.
And the second one is for Vaughn. Yes. Greyhounds have the best eyesight out of all dogs.
Oh. Amazing. I knew it.
So, going back to the cow one, if they fall over, they can't get up because they don't have knees?
Well, that's what the fun fact told me. They can't go upstairs because they don't have knees. So, I'm assuming, yeah.
They fall down. Hmm. What about when they get mad cow disease and shit?
They die.
They go up.
They usually die.
They go up ramps because that's how they go to their death.
Yep,
not stairs,
exactly,
though.
But not stairs.
Not stairs.
Yeah, they have to have knees or they couldn't get off the ground.
I don't think it's called a knee.
Yeah.
No, I've seen them get up and it's just...
they have a hydraulic yeah.
No, they're like a Jackie Chan. They're like jump right up on their
exactly.
Ah, interesting.
I got a fun fact for the GOM, actually. Oh, just, yeah? You know, to calm, to ease his sorrows. Male monkeys also go bald, just as men do. So you got nothing to worry about. You're not alone,
yes.
buddy.
Really?
That's who you're related to.
Oh, shit. Well, we are part monkeys.
Do they also have inflamed hindquarters?
That's true.
I guess you didn't evolve as much as us.
I didn't evolve as much as
you. Yeah, you still got a lot of the monkey traits.
That's true. I actually know how to bang women.
Oh! Monkey-looking women.
Oh.
Good one. But watch out. Rim shot. Ooh, he got me.
Speaking of banging women.
Something you don't do.
I brought a little present for you.
What? No, we are on fun facts.
Yeah,
do we have more fun facts?
Do we have any
yes,
more?
Yes, I have the best fun fact.
Oh, okay.
Lord. And Brandon already related? Said the one about greyhounds.
Mine's dog-related, too.
All right, go ahead.
Dogs will sneeze to tell other dogs that they're playing. So when they're playing rough, it doesn't take turn into a fight.
Cool. Moving on to that virtual reality.
VR. Hey, Gom, I heard you got some VR over there.
Can I think I win the record or win the contest for best dog fact.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Assholes.
Yeah. Wait, I can talk about antelope.
Oh, yeah.
That's an interesting
antelope
fact.
Facts.
North American antelope are the only like species left in their, I don't know what the phylum or whatever, mm-hmm. but they're the only antelope that actually lose their horns every year. They're the second fastest animal in the world.
Third.
Second.
Third, I found out.
Well, what's faster?
There's a bird that can fly 69 miles per hour.
Flying is not
second
running.
Second fastest animal.
What's third fastest?
Isn't a bird an animal?
Land animal.
Okay, what's third deal. Fastest? Fair enough.
The first is cheetah.
Okay, what's third?
I don't know. I don't look that up.
It's like the Olympics. You only care about first.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm then, cool with the bronze, my dude.
Also, they're related to giraffes. Interesting fact.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm using all these.
Wow. They are the fastest animal.
Hear that,
in
ladies?
Hemisphere.
Another disappointing date coming your way.
Watch out, ladies. He's coming.
You're going to learn a lot.
In not coming like that. Yep.
You know the Roosevelt elk in Northern California are the biggest elk in the world?
That's awesome. A good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, this is a great topic. Yeah, we can talk about recycling, too.
All right, who wants to watch some porn?
Well, you are the
okay, porn. We're going on. Animal Facts was a bust.
So I got the little Google VR cardboard.
He's talking about bust here.
And so I thought I found...
I'm sitting next to him. God damn it!
I'm not sure how much you'll like this one, but...
So hold on. So just to preface this, I've never seen used VR goggles. I've never seen VR.
And you have a celebrity crush.
And I have a celebrity crush.
Well, who is?
A celebrity in some circles.
She's a celebrity.
Circle jerks more like.
Yeah, okay.
And you've seen a lot of porn.
I've seen a fair amount in my day.
Your fair share.
A fair amount. You know, I'm a connoisseur.
Can we get your, wait, mm-hmm. are your porn tastes mainstream, creepy?
Yeah, what's your thing? Creepy. What's your thing? Why don't you just tell
double
us what
a.
your thing is, and then we'll
just
let
go
you know.
Double A.
The battery?
No. If she might use batteries. But.
These dates do.
Burn!
Trying to get your porn up for you.
Get it up there.
Whoa. Whoa. No, I don't think so.
Just go to your recently watched list, Matt.
Shook's roommates are going to search your history and be very disappointed.
I'm going to have to restart. We're having some technical difficulties with the porn over here.
So, Kyle.
Unless somebody else wants to pull
it
up.
I
thought it just worked a second ago.
I know, and then I pull it up and...
Okay, let's get it going. Let's talk and more.
Said it couldn't get it up.
You should put the blue pill in your fucking phone.
What website are you going to so we can also go there?
Well, it's the go-to.
What is that?
The Hub.
No. Well, okay, the Hub is good.
What is it? The Hub?
Pornhub. X-Videos is where it's at.
What? X-Videos. How did you know by him saying the Hub?
Everybody knows the Hub.
You know what that site means.
I didn't know.
Well, that's because, you just answered my question.
Okay. I see how it is.
I thought you meant I thought you meant StubHub.
Yeah.
You can get tickets to some hippie music.
So... Who's the celebrity crush?
She's a celebrity in some circles, AVN award-winning adult entertainment actress.
No big deal.
What's her award in?
I think it's... Well, here's the name of one of her videos.
Okay.
The name of one of her videos, I believe if I have it right, was, "Oops, my stepmom fucked my ass."
Oh, my God.
Oh, how does that work?
No, it was my evil or something. That's what my evil... I saw her at a strip club. She was performing.
I thought that was Britney Spears' song.
That's a good one.
Oops, my... Oh, wait, no, that's not how it
is. Remix.
No, her name is Dana Vespoli. She is a beautiful, 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 beautiful woman. And a fine individual, as I met her.
Was she nice to talk to?
She was. You know what? We'd had a long conversation. It wasn't creepy or weird. There was a bunch of freaks that were waiting to talk to her.
Wait, who was the first one in line?
Yeah.
Who was the first one in line?
Okay, first of all, I got there a little early.
Jesus.
I didn't camp out or anything, but I got there 10 minutes early.
Did you make sure that your hands are supple and not sweaty?
Yes. Okay. I used a lot of, lotion.
Yeah, sure you did.
Yeah.
Yep, I know
just
you
to
did.
Moisturize my hands. Vespoli.
He writes her every day, gentlemen.
Yeah, she never replied back. I'm starting to get, you know, I might have to double down on the letters.
Somebody's on a spam list. Okay, here we go. Let's see if I can find her awards. Early life, career, personal life.
How did you find this classy young lady?
High school.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Dry spell.
Pornhub.
Okay. Didn't have that back then. Bang right. Bros. Bang Bros.
So can we go back to 2005? Let's go over her awards
That's when
real quick.
I found her. That's when I found her.
That was her first AVN award.
Wow, shocking.
She was nominated for Best New Starlet 2005.
Fuck yeah.
I wonder who got her most views on the internet. You can probably thank you for that one, huh?
She won an Adam Film World Guide Award for Directrix of the Year. I don't even know what a directrix is.
It doesn't matter.
A dominatrix thing, I think. Sounds
yeah,
like
but it's
it.
Not spelled that way.
Director who sexes.
Oh, it might be a director in the sex thing.
That's yeah. what Ken told me.
Okay, what else did
she She was nominated for Porn's Perfect Screen Couple with Phoenix Marie.
Ooh, yes.
Like she was also nominated for Porn's Perfect Screen Couple with Asa Akira.
Oh, the other boo. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
she's good.
You know her too?
Yeah, of course. Wait. Come on. This isn't the amateur.
She was nominated for Best Comeback, spelt with a U.
There we go.
Are you serious?
Yes. Nominated for Best Ink. I'm guessing that's tattoos.
She's got some wicked tats.
She was nominated for Best Three-Way Sex Scene, yeah. GGB.
GVB.
That's Girl, Girl, Boy, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
With Valentina Nappy. That's not a good last name for a boy.
Nappy.
Nappy, yeah.
Jesus.
And,
Valentina's nice, though.
Yeah. And Ramon Nomar.
We won't worry about him.
Nominated for Best Double Penetration Sex Scene.
Fuck yeah.
Best POV Sex Scene.
You're about to get some POV.
I think you've seen that one. Most Outrageous Sex Scene.
Ooh.
What the hell does that even mean?
Outrageous.
MILF Performer of the Year.
Everybody loves a good MILF.
Yeah, you can't go wrong.
Best Transsexual Sex.
No! No!
That was in 2015.
Yes!
That was in 2015.
She has semen inside
what?
Of her.
No!
Yeah.
No. We shouldn't have read that.
All right.
God damn, I keep
you ready for your VR porn?
We got this VR ready for GOM.
It might buffer a little bit, but you can still look around while it's buffering.
Like your love life, I know.
Take the glasses off.
This is going to be your new love life.
Okay. Do we need to hold the mic so you have two
hands
free?
Yeah,
someone hold the mic. I need to...
Two hands free?
I've never worn a VR thing, but how does this...
You can just put it up to your...
Fix this to my face.
You can just put it up to your face if you want to...
No, put the strap on. Yeah. Fix this to my face now.
I can't put that on your face.
Okay, well,
if you're about to watch some porn.
Just hold it up there.
Are you kidding me? I'm not a disgusting... I'm holding his mic. Shit, he's got two guys on him right now.
You can't do this.
You've got a black dong in your face and something on your head.
Are you serious? Holy fuck. What's happening?
Well, it's buffering.
I'm looking around.
Dude. What are you seeing?
Stop getting so close.
This is I might need to move my mic. What kind of fucking phone is this? You're ruining my high.
There's no Wi-Fi out here.
This is tricky.
Is this a Dana Vespoli in there?
No, I don't see
Explain
her.
To us what's going on.
Well, I don't really know who this is. All I see is, well...
notice he doesn't care about the room.
Oh, it's got a nice IKEA coffee table.
He's looking straight down here, folks.
This is awesome. I need to get myself a set of this.
God damn, my computer's in front of him. Someone take it for the team, like bodyguard.
No! So where's Dana?
Sticky keys. Sticky
Dana, unfortunately, has not done any VR porn.
Damn.
Trust me, I looked for you.
She's busy doing transsexual porn.
Wow.
Is it playing for you?
Oh, it's playing for me.
Dude!
What's
you need
going
to
on?
Talk some more, because it's getting creepy with you not saying anything.
So I'm looking around. It's a shitty, like, one-bedroom apartment. Like, something... Wow, that's so creepy. I don't like this. I can see this dude's facial hair. I don't like this. It's really outdated furniture. Looks like there's some asbestos in the ceiling. And what I'm getting at here is, well...
What position's going on?
It's like a modified doggy style. This lag isn't really working out too well, but this is some hot shit. I'm digging this.
Would you say it's point of view?
Oh, it's point of view, all right. I mean, this is for real. This is hardcore.
You keep looking down. I mean, what are you seeing down there?
Yeah.
Well, I'm seeing, wow. This is
you've never seen one that big before, have you?
Well, I look at myself from time to time.
Exactly. You've never seen one that big before.
Wait,
well, he uses
this
multiple
is a dude?
Mirrors.
No.
It's two chicks. Okay, oh, we're changing up. Changing up. Okay, they're both working on it. We're both working on it. Wow. This is different.
Why are you staying in one position? It's VR.
Yeah, you guys.
No, it's not literally VR like a Vive. This is like.
If I walk around, I sure
360 video.
Let me put it to you this way: I wouldn't be walking around in this position at all. I would stay perfectly still, like apparently this dude is. And wow, that's wow. I don't even know how to describe. This changed my life. That is.
Is
awesome.
It because
change.
His is so big, or
are you still come? Loaded for bear?
Well, this dude is.
Oh, Jesus.
This is you know, he has a condom on.
Does that ruin it for you?
I think.
Is it a Durex?
He doesn't want the Zika.
Yeah, that's a Zika.
That's true. I don't think you have to worry about that with these two chicks, though.
They don't look Brazilian.
No.
Can no. you tell by the video if it's flavored?
I don't know. Why don't you come
lick
over
your mic
and
it'll tell you.
Dude, does somebody have a squirt bottle? We could fuck with them.
No.
It was really going to be shocking if things those off were all naked.
How do I get myself one of these devices?
I'd be way more comfortable if you weren't hunched over like that. I'm just saying. You have been.
You know, he won't see if he doesn't look down.
Unless I look down, that kind of gives you a hint of what they're doing.
The teacher is just full of back problems because of
this. Well, this is going to be a major problem. Because
next strain.
Is this yours?
This is mine.
Oh, of course it is.
So it's been in the same position many times.
Boys, we found out why he doesn't go on dates.
You said boys.
Yeah, the men here.
Oh, I thought you were talking about.
You? Yeah, I know. Not everything revolves around you. All right? Just the making fun of and the stupid
well, the women do.
I like how he looks up.
I look so.
Hold on.
What'd you see when
hold
you looked
on.
Up there?
We got some movement.
Uh oh.
Yeah.
New position.
Stop buffering. It's been buffering the entire time.
We got movement. Not from me. We got movement, baby. This is interesting. Oh, boy.
What's going on?
Well, so.
It's still buffering.
Yeah. It buffers a lot.
If you were on Wi-Fi, we'd be clear.
This is off the chain. I've never seen anything like this. This is going to change everything. Guys aren't going to leave
their
house.
Are you getting a divorce? Is there a divorce paper?
No. But, wow. Wow.
This is a show. Oh,
what happened?
This is unbelievable.
What happened, dude?
Well, I can't describe it except it's illegal in multiple states.
What?
Mostly the southern ones.
So
it's cousin related?
To load gay porn up on this.
No,
I'm still watching it.
No.
No, then what's the problem?
Oh, that was a good one. Ha ha. So I got to look around some more. I'm starting to get bored with this. No, I'm not. Oh, they got another IKEA table. Hashtag IKEA. Hashtag VR porn. Hashtag set. Dude, who farted?
That was from the video.
Brazilian fart porn. That's disgusting. This is off the chain, though. I've never seen nothing like this.
What?
It's just crazy. This technology. Talk about fucking technology. This is a new. We come into a new
fucking technology. All right.
Yeah. We come into a new age, gentlemen. Wow. I can't get over this. This changed my life. This is unbelievable. Is this do they have a lot of this?
No, there's a whole bunch. You got to get premium for most of them, though. I'm sure you have premium, though.
What do you know?
They tell you right on there.
Hmm. You know what's weird about this? Aside from the fact that I'm on a podcast
what's weird?
Describing it, it's very realistic because you can kind of look around and let's say, hold on. You know, like, okay, let's say you're not so into her like the chicks are with you. You know, like, you can look around and kind of distract yourself.
You get bored,
and, you know, you can look around. You know, it's really...
Then you can come back.
It's unbelievable. I got to take this off. I can't handle this.
You can come back to reality.
Yeah,
finished?
Yeah, I'm... so where do you buy these boxes?
He's going to be walking out of here with the...
They have
light.
Better setups than the boxes, actually.
So from here's the thing I know about VR shit. I mean, that was... Ladies and gentlemen. Mostly gentlemen. I don't think too many chicks are going to listen to this show, but... that changed my life.
Does anybody else want to try?
You know, you should...
Someone needs to try this.
No, thanks.
Someone needs to try this. We have our special guest trying this.
So you got to look around for him. Sometimes you got to find him.
All we got was, okay.
Yeah. Been there, done that.
It's like one of those viewfinders.
Oh, yeah.
You got to click it. You got to click it,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to click it for it to move, you know? Like
the Viewmaster.
Get past that buffering.
Oh, God, the Empire State Building.
No, that changed my life, though. I mean, imagine all the things you can do with that, though. I mean,
well, there's better than that. Yeah, that is the very basic
that's
of
the
VR,
tip, as they would say.
That's the tip.
Yeah.
Just the tip.
No, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go anywhere in the world, right? You can just walk in a field. That's what I've seen. But I've never actually experienced it, and I'm happy I broke it in that way. You know what I'm saying?
Breaking you in easy.
Yeah.
Put the Vive on and you're going to...
The Vive?
The HTC Vive is...
I do not want to be around you when you've got a Vive. Yeah, it'll be like a sprinkler.
Surprise! Yeah.
You can look around. You can like, okay, what's in the fridge?
Yeah, see? That's what I was saying. There's like a pizza or something in there. Like,
that's what gets you off?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
No, you
got to
call.
Oh, sweet. Yes, a pizza.
Like, you guys look busy down there. I'm
sure
we had some pizza. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Baby, is that Domino's?
How many lines of Coke are on the table?
Wow. Yeah.
Well, anybody else want to look at that?
You guys need to see this.
We saw it before you did. We dry runned it. That's why the goggles are sticky.
You dry run it. Dry run. That's the story.
Damn, that is super weird.
It is weird.
Isn't it crazy?
Put an ad behind you, though.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah. You look too far back.
You're looking the wrong way.
That is so weird.
At least the ad covers the man's face, though.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a weird
mustache, though. I've heard that there's been a dilemma that the cameras are so heavy that the guys who have to use them have a hard time getting it up when they're holding the cameras.
Their job is so tough.
They're the cameramen. Why are they worried about getting it up?
I don't know what cameras they use, but apparently they're really heavy.
It looks like it was like affixed to his head or something.
Yeah.
Shook just bought one off Amazon Prime.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I'm buying this shit. It's coming, baby. Look at that.
You can get one of these for about $11.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's cardboard.
No wonder you don't date. It's cheaper.
That's true.
Yeah.
Cheaper than a date.
Yeah, well, your
what about a wedding or a bride? Is it cheaper than a bride?
No. Okay. They cost a lot of money. They're very expensive. Well, think about it. The upkeep, the maintenance. You know, you got to buy them expensive shit, diamonds.
I got to delete my history after that.
Yeah, because you got so many people that are going to look.
I just don't want to see that come up in my search history.
You know all that shows up on the phone bill, right? All the URLs you visit.
That's a myth. I hope.
Waiting for you. I got your phone bill.
How come you're going through 15 gigs a month? I don't understand what's going on here.
Who's Dana Vespoli?
Streaming music, Bob! Streaming music!
It's the Disney Channel, I swear.
That's even more creepy.
Yeah, because you're going to get 20 for that.
Jesus Christ.
Always takes
no kidding.
I had something I wanted to bring up. So normally we discuss, you know, we've touched on Shook's dating life. But on a more serious note, we need to have an intervention. Okay, I saw an article. This
Fox
guys,
News.
Silence. I'm talking about you, not with you. So
asshole.
I saw an article, and it said that young adult males of his generation, he's a youngin, he's like 19, are not interested in having sex anymore. I'm not kidding. I saw it on YouTube, Yahoo.
Fox News.
I saw it on Yahoo.
It's the same
this
thing.
It's a real thing. Apparently, guys at the age of, 18, 19, they do it once, and then they don't do it again for like 10 years.
Yeah, I think it's the porn.
Silence. Can you believe that?
Are you serious?
I'm
no
not
way.
Kidding.
Hard to believe.
So,
he said hard to believe.
You're such a child. No, but so I wanted to get everyone's opinion on that. That's
okay, well, what did the story say? Why is this happening?
It said they're more interested in personal time. Personal time.
Did you just write an article about Shook and then post it on Yahoo?
That's what I'm trying to get at. When everyone here, when they were 18, 19, 20, was your main goal in life to find women to fornicate with?
That's pretty much already married.
Well, no, but you're different. But
yes.
Yeah, right?
Everything that walked.
Everything that, right, 18, 19. I finally put it all together. That's why he is the way he is. He's more, you know, it all makes sense. He's not interested. He's like a camel.
But what's he interested in then? What are they interested in? They
gotta, what's the thing?
I don't know,
why?
Pokemon and weird shit.
Are they not hitting puberty and getting that?
What do you mean they? I'm right here. You can ask me.
This might go back to also that generation not even caring about driving.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's true.
But Shook got his license. I mean, he has actually more license than anybody here, right?
Okay, but why did you get your
license? No, I got one, my dude.
You wanted to get your license?
I got a motorcycle.
Oh, okay, okay.
What was the main reason you wanted to get your license?
So I had a place to do what we were doing.
Freedom.
Okay,
our sex.
No. Kids, his generation.
You need a wagon for that.
They're more interested in just driving around, finding Pokemans, and doing weird shit. Like, I don't know. He just drives around.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. No, I actually have a rebuttal because I was thinking about this as I was sitting back in my chair.
You are the closest to Shook's age.
Yeah, that's true. But there was a time when people did not drive to get it on. There's signs everywhere by where we live or where we're at right now that say no cruising. Literally, that's all people did when they first got their driver's license was drive hella slow down the road.
But why did you cruise?
Yeah, what did you cruise for?
To try to pick up babes.
And why did you pick up babes?
True.
So but you nailed them. But the act, you nail them?
But the act before was literally just to cruise and fuck up traffic.
No, it wasn't. You didn't care about traffic. You cared about finding hot chicks.
You can't look that much when you're going fast.
You know?
Stuff looking goes by cool faster. In your S10 mini truck?
Yeah.
With the bench seat. You know, I finally realized why the chicks would sit in the middle seat. It took me the longest time to figure that out.
Because when you grabbed fourth, you hit them right in the back.
No, it's, if you're with the Shook, it's because he turned the AC on to make you uncomfortable.
So my whole question is, what's wrong with you? Why are people doing
I think people are just a little bit more picky. I mean, it's so easy with Tinder and stuff.
Have
it's like
seen you look?
It makes it like you're just swiping like, oh, I don't want that, I don't want that, I don't want that. You get picky.
It's like the Amazon of chicks.
So it's... So there's more, like, access to them, so you don't feel like you need them.
But at least Amazon delivers.
Oh, Prime today.
But it's still costing.
Please, I'm like Amazon Prime now. I'll get you in 4 hours.
You're done in 4 seconds.
4 hours.
get you in 4 hours. That's cute. That's
no, but I'm serious. I think that's why it's the people are so used to just swiping, and there's so many options. It's you don't need to, like, hit everything you see.
Yeah, but you don't hit anything.
I say what I hit, what I want to hit.
Which is what?
Hand?
Bongs, obviously.
Bongs.
Bang.
No, but it's a serious question, though. Like, okay, when I was 19, 19, we were all just raging with testosterone, wanting to just handle all business.
Go through hood rats.
Fuck yeah.
Garbage man.
Fuck yeah. Where's the hood at?
It's recycle day again.
I don't recycle.
Oh, shit. It's actually a green waste.
It goes to the trash. I hate the environment. No, but it's a serious question, though. Why? So it's all the stimulation that you
that's
guys
okay,
get,
he's
easy
dead.
Access? Is that what it is?
I think that's a big thing that has to do with it, is it's just so much available. You're like, well, why would I get that? There's this hot girl right here. I swipe here, and I get a hotter one. Yeah,
so Gom, if I may, from what I'm understanding from Shook, is that it's too easy, so that's why I don't.
I mean, as weird as it sounds, that's almost the truth. I mean...
No, it's just weird and...
That's fucking weird, dude.
Dude, times are changing.
Yeah, apparently.
It's different now.
Well...
I wonder if it really is, because we only have one perspective. We need another person around his age to get a secondary experience.
Well, no, we get my brother out here. That dude's a slayer. All right, so there's a big difference.
He's in a rock band?
Oh, it is in his car.
But he hasn't been on the Tinder scene yet, has he?
He doesn't need it. You do, apparently.
I don't even like what's on Tinder right now, so...
You went through every single person.
Almost.
And determined that there is
no
one
there. There are good ones. I'm going on a Tinder date this weekend, and she's very good looking.
All women on Tinder, you are not good enough for Shook.
Looking for
one. The majority.
Discuss to tell me, why are these girls no good? What's wrong with them?
They just, 200 of them. Just not my taste.
What's your taste?
I like a brunette.
Okay, there. Oh, gee, probably half the population.
Boom, that's knocks down to like half.
Okay, 50%.
I mean, you got to be able to talk.
Okay.
So still,
like when you're
still
okay,
50%.
Okay, only 1.1% of you.
Okay, so
a billion now you know if they want to talk is if they know how to text.
Rounding
right.
What are you? What?
Because you, the first interaction you have with them is a text, right?
Okay.
You're not seeing these people in person. That's a big thing.
Okay.
So, however they hold themselves over text is your first impression of them.
Okay, so what was the bad impression?
You get bored quick. They start texting and, like, it's just not going where I'm bored. I'm not going to talk to you anymore. So that's how it goes.
Okay, how do they get boring? Women talk all the time. That's what they like to do.
Over text, I think the women are getting bored of just texting so many guys.
Oh, well, that's the story of your life, isn't it? You're always like the 50th guy.
It's the truth.
But it's a legitimate question, though. So you get tired of them or what? I don't understand.
I honestly get bored, really.
You get bored with the chicks?
Just talking. Well, I'll meet them in person. They're cool.
You talk to them to go on a date.
Yeah, but then that's the problem with Tinder is it's kind of dead ends a lot of times.
Lots of brewskis.
Yeah, we need a lot of booze for this conversation.
So far, Matt, you're still only at 49%. You're at 49% of the population so far.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, actually,
take 2% down because 2% are bad at texting.
So
47. I'm sorry.
What would I like?
2% bad at texting.
Yes. And then the other half are not brunette.
Okay, what do you like?
Well, I mean, I don't know off the top of my head, but you start talking to them, you know what you like.
Okay, he doesn't know what he likes.
Man, and that's why his love life is the way
except for brunette, non-mutant, good at texting.
I'll tell you what he likes. Mustache. Strong, 6'2",
280,
long dong.
With eyes that say more than his voice ever could.
Yeah, deeper the voice, the better. I mean, do you need me to keep going?
Sounds like you've been playing around on Grindr a little bit too much.
There's our Grindr reference complete.
Good God,
he's undeclared.
He has That's disgusting. You're so weird.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. You're weird, dude. I think it's going down. It's coasting to a stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Long coast.
Yeah, we've had a long podcast tonight, guys. But
sorry, I had to get to the bottom of this. It's been bothering me.
I know it has. So we're going to go ahead and wrap this podcast up. And it was a pretty good one, but now we'll give out our Twitter handles.
Hey, thanks for that. You really hyped me up for that one. Made me feel good about myself right there. Thank you.
You got to get someone excited for the next one.
It was okay, but adequate. I guess we could do maybe better next time. I don't know.
Let me do the exit.
We got to get some feedback.
Go ahead.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. I feel this was adequate.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Maybe.
That's what the women sound like after still
here. They're hitting me up with mini orgasms at the Shook Night if you want to hit me up.
Oh, goodness.
George.
Thanks, guys. General George here.
Thanks, guys. Ken, KaneNeck91.
What are we doing? Are we saying thanks?
Whatever you want.
Peace
out.
Deuces. I don't know. That was bad. I'll think of something next time.
Yeah. Uncharted
it's
Jane.
Vaughn, by the way. Thanks, hey, Brandon, dude. Do something cool.
You can find me at @_CougarBay on Twitter and follow my whiskeys.
That was a cool thing.
Yeah, bad.
See, yeah nice. I like it.
David at Bear the Terror.
You can follow me at Wireless Freak on Twitter and I'll post pictures of kittens.
Sweet.
Go pack.
Oh, come on.
I don't know. He said whiskey, so I wanted to put something up there. It's not as cool, but...
I don't know. Cats are pretty cool,
cats
dude.
Cats on the internet
yeah,
are pretty cool.
Pretty rad.
Game of Moans. Check it out.
Oh, you don't own it anymore.
I see what you did there.
I lost the domain. I still have the Tumblr, though.
Follow me at The Guardian of Masculinity on Twitter. Just a piece of advice. Better check yourself before you wreck yourself. Big dicks in your ass are bad for your health.